USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes on impeachment in the House-led Judiciary Committee are expected later today or tonight. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson calls the entire impeachment process a charade.
This impeachment's going to fail. The Democrats will pay a heavy political price for it. But the Pandora's box they've opened today will do irreparable injury to our country in the years ahead.
House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he's hopeful that Congress will finish up the appropriations bill before next week's deadline.
It's so unfortunate that here we are waiting to the end of the year with something that should have been done much sooner, but impeachment has overtaken everything in this body.
The government is due to run out of money at the end of next week. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says that she believes a plan will be put forth to move forward funding bills and says there will be no lockdown. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
It seems some folks are finding an unusual way of beating the cost of a type of prescription drug. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The new study suggests that some Americans are buying antibiotics made for fish to use themselves because they're cheaper than human antibiotics. The researchers from the University of South Carolina looked into online reviews from 24 websites selling fish antibiotics. About 2.5% of the reviews seemed to indicate people were buying the products for their own use. Now, the researchers say the labels for the fish drugs might not seem to be much different from the ingredients panel for antibiotics for people, but that fish meds are not regulated, so it's uncertain what they actually contain.
Several retired NFL players are facing federal charges for defrauding the NFL's retiree health care benefits plan. The players were allegedly submitting false claims in a $2.5 million scheme. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Secretary of Energy Rick Perry believes that Senator Ted Cruz's claims that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election will soon be proven true. Perry, appearing on Fox and Friends, says,
"Here's what I will suggest, is that before this is said and done, there will be evidence that you can point to that clearly shows that the Ukrainians were engaged in trying to manipulate the election." I was going over there when Poroshenko was the president, and I got the clear indication in just casual conversations with the country's leadership at that particular point in time, well before Zelensky was even perceived to be a legitimate candidate, much less winning, that there was some interest in our election, and it wasn't necessarily in President Trump's favor.
President Trump is touting the passage of 12 weeks paid family leave for all federal employees.
We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that.
The president speaking at the White House Child Care and Family Leave Summit, hosted by his daughter Ivanka Trump on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.